Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, Toto, we're in New York. We're beginning today with Carl Paladino and other New York tornadoes. We'll get to Paladino in a few minutes. First, we hope you got through the storm okay last night. I happened to be in an event in the basement of the Ford Foundation when all hell broke loose, and we were completely oblivious. And I mean completely oblivious. I emerged at 9 o'clock to discover the remnants of the city. Dorothy, I don't think we're in Park Slope anymore. But if nuclear war ever breaks out, I highly recommend the basement level of the Ford Foundation on East 43rd Street. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service is still trying to figure it out. Was it a tornado or not? And we want to hear from you. Let's hear it. Tell us your storm stories from last night. Give us a call right now. We'll just do this for a few minutes. But if you were caught out there in the maybe, maybe not tornado, we want to hear what it was like for you. 212-433-WNYC. Tell everybody your storm story, 212-433-9692. At exactly 5:20 p.m., the storm reportedly ripped a path from Staten Island through Park Slope to Queens, where it turned deadly. There was one woman killed, and thankfully there weren't more, but even one death is a tragedy, of course. And that happened when a tree crushed her car on the Grand Central Parkway. The winds actually hit 100 miles per hour. Over 30,000 households lost power in Queens, Staten Island, and Brooklyn, another 40,000 in New Jersey. The Long Island Railroad Port Washington branch, which was out, by the way, is now back. This is a recent development. Service restored on the Port Washington line as of a little while ago. We are hearing about the crazy speed of the storm. Twisting winds, maybe funnel clouds, the sky turning green, huge hail, flying garbage cans, uprooted trees, uprooted roofs. I was reading a story on the AP about a woman who was watching her ceiling dangle above her, yikes, in Brooklyn. So tell us what happened to you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Carol in Fort Greene, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carol.
Hi. So like you, I got caught in the immediate, well, not, you were in the way aftermath. I was in the immediate aftermath. I'm a belly dancer, and I was on my way to the Asian Women's Society, was having a wonderful benefit because they just opened a crime victims center. And I love these people so much that I was so determined to get there. The 7 train I was on, because it was in Flushing, stopped dead. Around just before 40th Street, and it waited, and it waited, and it finally pulled into 40th Street. There's debris on the tracks. What does that mean? Nobody knew. No one could tell me anything, but there were many trains backed up in front of me straight up to 83rd Street. People started streaming off the train. Now everyone had the same idea, take a bus, take a cab. And the cabs were quickly disappearing because this was the cutover time, so if a cab wasn't full, it was off-duty.
I love the fact that the cab shifts end in the middle of rush hour, by the way.
I know.
That's a daily tornado in New York.
I know. I was like, can you please make an exception just this once, please? And they were like, nope, right?
I'm sorry. The garage is in Astoria.
So, exactly. So then I rush into a little convenience store, and do you have a car service? Well, yes, we do. I call the car service, and he goes, it'll be there 3 minutes. So I'm waiting and waiting, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, nothing. I call it. It's like, oh, he's on his way. You must be patient. I'm like, I can't even ask to be there at 7 o'clock. So where is this car? So I must have called him like 4 or 5 times. Finally, I go, where is he? Is he here on the other side of the street? You know, because it's the 7 train doesn't let you see anything on the other side of the street. And then he goes, oh, he just picked up another passenger. So I'm running. This is so funny here. I'm running, you know, with my belly dancer makeup on and my big bag and everything. And I was just screaming and crying. I have no dignity. On Queens Boulevard, finally, I threw myself at the window of a passing TLC. And there was a passenger in the back, and she took pity on me. And she's like, oh, come in. But she had to go home first up in Jackson Heights. So we wind through not too bad traffic. You know, she gets dropped. He can possibly get me there by 7. We get onto Northern Boulevard, and there's stuff. There's trees in the streets. There's traffic. It's a parking lot. We round Shea Stadium, and I see a 7 train go by in my direction. And so finally I said, you know what, this poor guy, I left him in the middle of bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I said, you know what, I am just going to kick up my heels, and I am running to Main Street. And I just took everything
Did you
I
make
had
it? Did you
and
make
I got
it?
To this benefit, and wouldn't you know, they were putting, well, first they said they were going to put us on at 7:40, ha-ha. They didn't put us on until close to 9 o'clock, yeah. So everything worked out.
But people actually came. Now, the next time you're looking for a car to pick you up desperately, maybe you should put on your belly dancer costume early.
Carol, well, since that would require a change in the middle of the street, maybe not.
Carol, it's a great story. You probably will win our best storm story of the morning. contest.
Well,
thank you very much.
Actually, it was a wonderful benefit, and this would be icing on the cake. And I promote this group. If anyone wants to know more about it, New York Asian Women's Center, they just opened up in Elmhurst. So thank you so much.
Carol, thank you for your story. George in Gowanus, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. So what happened to you?
I'm on the fourth floor of my building, and I have a straight shot west, so I can usually see all the weather coming in. And so I'm sitting there, like, right at the window where they tell you not to be making a sandwich, and I'm watching the storm come in. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, weird. It totally looks like a tornado. And then realized that maybe that was a tornado heading right for us. And the sky got super pea green and really, really dark. And I could see there's all these low roofs. I'm, like, kind of by the lows, and I can see across all those roofs, and there's, like, a whole wide expanse. And then the wind started coming like crazy, and it was going in a circular formation, mm-hmm. and whipping everything around like on the flat surfaces of the roof, so I could actually see the pattern of it. And so I was like, oh damn, and maybe you shouldn't be standing right by the window. Went into the interior of the house. I was like, I actually don't know if that's a good idea either. Like, I was,
you know, I love this
right
story
on the top floor.
I love this story because it shows how we live in our cloistered media worlds, right? When you see something that appears to be a tornado, your first response, I think, in the 21st century is to think you're watching television.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or seeing it on the internet. And you're like, oh, wow, that looks. And then you're like, oh, no, this is actually real life. It's coming
exactly.
at me.
I'm like right by the window. I was like, wait, is my number up? And so then I ran downstairs, and I think everyone else in my building had the exact same instinct at the same time. So we were all scrambling like roaches down into the basement. And we went down there, not all the way to the basement, on the bottom floor. And then all of a sudden, it kind of like passed over us. And we were like, what the? Was that what we think it was? Mm-hmm. And then we went outside. We were all like little mice coming out after the storm or something, walking around the neighborhood. And the trees in this neighborhood were down in the opposite direction that the storm came from. And I heard somewhere on the news that that is an indicator that, you know, the wind was whipping around circularly like a tornado.
Could have been a tornado. And George, thank
you. Some of them ripped up properly right by the roots, too. It was really intense.
I know, amazing. I've seen some of those photos. George, thank you for your call. By the way, if you have photos of your block or your backyard or whatever, you can post them. We've got a good collection there already. If you want to see them, go to WNYC.org. They're on the homepage, or you can go to the Brian Lehrer Show page. By the way, why do they call it a twister? Does anybody know why they call it a twister? Somebody told me, and I can't confirm this, but maybe we'll be able to confirm it by the time we finish, that it's because it will not only rip a tree branch off a tree, but it actually has the power and the circular motion to twist a tree branch and leave it kind of twisted, not just torn. I don't know if that's true or not. But anybody know why they call these twisters? Apparently, from Wikipedia anyway, a tornado is defined as a violent, dangerous, rotating column of air that is in contact with both the surface of the earth and a cumulonimbus cloud, or in rare cases, the base of a cumulus cloud, which we thought were harmless. Puffy cumulus clouds, not in this case. Tornadoes come in many shapes and sizes, but are typically in the form of a visible condensation funnel whose narrow end touches the earth and is often encircled by a cloud of debris and dust. Most tornadoes, it says, have wind speeds less than 110 miles an hour, are approximately 200 feet across, and travel a few miles before dissipating. And interestingly, some of these tornadoes have different kinds of names, different types of tornadoes. And listen to these names. They're pretty interesting. The land spout, multiple vortex tornado, and water spout. Water spouts are characterized by a spiraling, funnel-shaped wind current connecting to a large cumulus or a cumulonimbus cloud. They're generally classified as non-supercellular tornadoes. Now we're really getting in the science weeds, that develop over bodies of water. Other tornado-like phenomena that exist in nature include the gustnado, dust devil, I think I have many of those in my closet, fire whirls, and steam devil. So there you go. Brian in Flatbush, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's Brian Merlis. I've been on your show with my Brooklyn books.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, how you been?
Good. So where were you?
Oh, actually, I was out here in Long Island, so I don't have a real first-person account of it, but I know a lot of people. I've been calling people all night and even today getting their accounts, and from my analysis, and I'm sort of like an amateur meteorologist like Ron Schwager is, it's going to come in as an F2, and I think this is the worst tornado to hit Brooklyn since 1895.
Really?
And that one sort of originated in East New York and actually destroyed a brick schoolhouse in Woodhaven. Luckily, it was on a Sunday. This one started in Staten Island. It came across the Narrows. It sort of did not affect Bay Ridge. It reappeared at Sunset Park, Park Slope border around 20th Street, ripped in a northeasterly direction through across Flatbush Avenue, Crown Heights, Prospect Heights, skirted Bushwick, and then really slammed Queens in Forest Hills, South Flushing, and then sort of ended over Long Island Sound. But it's going to come in as an F2. I'm really positive. I've seen a lot of stuff. If YouTube has some wonderful videos people took. And
if it's an F2, what does that mean? Is 1 the highest and F2 is the second highest?
No, 1 is the lowest.
Okay.
So 2 is about 115, 120. It's a Fujito scale.
And what, miles an hour?
Yes.
Winds? Uh-huh.
Definitely.
How about the word, since you're into this, how about the word twister? Do you know its origin?
I just think that people, that started probably in rural America, in Midwest, Kansas, the motion of the winds, not the damage that it caused.
The motion of the winds twist.
It's twisting air, and when seen from a distance, in those environments, you can actually see the winds twisting in a spiral fashion, where when we get them toward the eastern parts, it's usually part of a big system, a rainstorm. You really don't see it as defined.
Brian, thank you very much. Really informative. We really appreciate it. Let's do one more, and then we'll talk to about the political tornado in New York. Yes, Carl Palladino. Rachel in Bay Ridge are on WNYC. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Brian. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. So there I was in Park Slope at my son's dance studio, which is on the corner of 3rd Avenue, which is, you know, not the biggest. It's not 4th, but nonetheless a big avenue. And 11th Street, and it's got big pane glass windows. And I had just tucked in there after parking my car in a great spot close by. And the lightning came in these huge bolts that I'm visiting with a girlfriend. And then suddenly big raindrops. And we just sort of said, oh, well, here comes the rain. We hadn't heard anything about, like, a tornado warning at that point because we'd have the radio off in the car. And then seriously, it felt as though 1 second later, the rain was coming more than I've ever seen before. And I grew up in Chicago, and we had to make runs for the cellar and stuff when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This was more than I'd ever seen there, coming down 3rd Avenue, completely horizontal, like as if it were coming out of maybe like a fire hose, just nothing coming from the sky, everything coming straight down the avenue. We ran and grabbed the kids off the dance floor and locked ourselves in this little back room that doesn't have any windows, wondering, thinking the plate glass was going to blow in. And we were in there for maybe 90 seconds, really not that long. And we peeked out and we realized, okay, it's getting brighter out. It's sort of looking more now just like a big storm. My mother was at the house here in Bay Ridge with a baby, and so I thought, oh, I should run into the car and get my phone. Ran to the car, an enormous, beautiful old tree completely on my car.
That is
saddest part of that. Of course, no one's in the car. Everything was fine. The gal in the corner said, that tree was my birthday present 20 years ago.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Some of the most beautiful trees in New York came down yesterday.
The saddest thing. So old, had grown for so long, so healthy. Tried to break my car. Thank God, not much damage, of course, but mostly that nobody was in the car. And everybody else in Bay Ridge was fine. Root balls up out of the ground, like pulled up out of the, you know how roots don't even have any room here, pulled out of the cement, a root ball. It was unbelievable. And I think the word twister is because you kind of feel like you're a little bit twisted up inside when it happens.
I guess so. And I'm glad your car didn't get more damage. I've seen some photos of trees hitting cars, and the top of the car looks like a V at the end of that encounter. So, Rachel, thank you for calling. Thanks to all of you for calling. You can post more of your tornado stories, or we don't know if it was a tornado, so I should not put it that way. But storm stories, they're still trying to figure out whether technically it was a tornado. Post them to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or post your photos, or you can go and see the many shots that people have already put up there at WNYC.org. Coming up next, New York's political tornado. We will talk about reactions to Carl Paladino. Stay with us.
Yes, I was sitting in my kitchen. I was looking way out across the way. I was sitting in my kitchen. I was looking way out across the way. I seen that mean old twister coming. I started in the